Chapman, ball knocked away by Johnson. He has a breakaway. Katie in on goal and puts it in. It's a one-point game. Congratulations on a hard fought win. I mean, this was hard fought from the get-go tonight, KD.
Yes, sir.
Talk a little bit about it. You guys get down 15 in the first half. This place is, you know, it's decidedly South Florida crowd. What goes through your mind with this team jumping out to a 15-point lead in the first half?
Just stay together and just take our possession one step at a time, you know. It's going to come. We ain't got to rest, make home run plays at first, you know. It's going to come, so we just sit down on defense, get stops, and then get our offense going.
They went up 15. That's when you guys went on a 10-0 run. And you used a little bit of your transition, steals and getting some layups at the other end of the floor there in the first half.
Yes, sir.
Second half tonight, really a well-played defensive half for the Tigers. You hold South Florida to 19 points in the second half. The three-pointer wasn't there most of the night, but you guys hit three big threes in the second half. I mean, they were daggers out there tonight.
Yes, sir. We needed those, you know. Driving in gaps, you know, and getting the defense to collapse because we knew they was going to come in and be scrappy and come in with hands. So we were just getting to all the way in the scenes and finding an open man.
Rebounding ended up being a big stat. It was tied at 18 at the half. You guys get 44 in the game to their 33. So you guys took control really on the low post in that second half of play.
Yes, sir. It was just BP stressing that we just need to be more physical. You know, it was a couple of times that guards and some of them would leak out early, you know, when the shots goes up. So we need to stay in and collapse on the boards, and we did that in the second half.
Caleb Murphy ends up with 19 points. He got off to a really quick start. I thought you guys at least controlled him a bit in the second half. Sir. What was the key in your mind?
You know, he got off to a good start, you know, with some miscommunication we had during the first half. But in the second half, we kind of keyed into him and got on to what he likes to do and try to throw him off and throw different defenses to him.
You know how tough this schedule is about to become for Auburn with the trip to the Bahamas, St. Louis and Yale, and then, of course, the SEC. Mm-hmm. I thought one of the keys is you guys didn't lose your composure even down 15 on the road tonight. What's the key to that in your mind?
Just stay together. You know, we didn't expect that we have an Auburn crowd like that to come out tonight either. Mm. So we just stay together. We're going to take it one step at a time, and coach just pushed that. We're going to come back. Just let it happen. You know, it's not too big for us, and we all grown, so we just let it happen, and we just stuck to it.
Did you guys play off that Auburn crowd tonight?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir, most definitely. We didn't expect the jungle to come out and come with us, too, out here. So we really appreciate that.
Congratulations on this one. Enjoy it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Lobs it inbound for Kessler. Walker, one dribble. Gets the ball out to the sideline for Jasper. 14 to shoot. Zep penetrates. Left wing. Three ball. Jabari for the lead. It's good!
All right. Now get him going, and we really going to be in good shape.
Bruce Pearl, congratulations. You knew they could play defense. Your ball club can play defense, and it turned out to be a defensive game tonight, Coach.
It did. And it was a character win. We really struggled offensively. We struggled executing. We struggled with their ball pressure. They were disruptive. They played really hard and physical and handsy strips and rips. And, you know, we got to adjust to the way the game's being called. It's clearly letting them play. And it's even on both ends, but it's the game's become more physical. It has. And so, and we were disrupted by it, and we're going to continue to get, like, I'm not giving a scouting plan. I'm not giving, at this point, the cat's out of the bag. Okay. you know, the run at the end of the first half to cut it under double digit and give us a little bit of momentum going in.
10-0 run.
Halftime. And then, you know, being able to have some different lineups in there, like Jalen Williams and Jabari played together, we were able to switch everything, kind of keep the ball in front a little bit, gave us a little bit of a different defensive look. But, you know, you're down 15 on the road, and you come back and win, you better get on a plane feeling happy and fortunate.
Second half, Coach, you made the run, the final run in the second half of play. We talked about it before. Got a couple runs on the baseline for alley-oops. Those turned out to be huge momentum plays in the game. Did some things differently offensively in the second half.
Well, we did. We got downhill against that ball screen, and they tried to keep it to side. And a couple times, Wendell got into the gap. And when he does that, we know that's a backside lob. And we executed it extremely well. We got a really good side OB where we got Walker a backdoor dunk. And we actually had him a lob right there at the rim on a short clock situation, and he just missed the bunny. But we had a couple of important possessions. Jalen Williams played really well at the end of the first half. That was crucial. Devin Cambridge, even though Devin did not shoot the ball, he played much better defensively. And guys, look, South Florida scored 19 points in the second half.
Right.
They scored 19 points in the second half. So, when we're gonna have physicality disrupt us somewhat offensively, we've got to be able to do the things that we need to do, defensively to be able to, keep us in games.
Auburn outscored USF 32-19 in the second half. USF was 0 of its last 5. Did not score, Coach, in the last 2:28 of the ball game with this game on the line.
Yep, and that was good. South Florida is not a great team. They're a really good young team. But that's not a great team. This would have been a bad loss had we taken it, even though it's on the road. But I give Mike Burgermaster, my assistant coach, credit, because when we put this schedule together, we said, look, this is where we're going to play the SEC tournament. Let's hope we shoot better in March than we did tonight, right? So at least we got another look at it. And the second thing is, this was a home game for South Florida, but it was still 20 minutes from their campus. Their students weren't here. And the Auburn family showed up. And Sonny, who's sitting here high above courtside with Andy and myself, Sonny knows the difference right now in our program when our fans are traveling and people around, this part of Florida, traveled throughout Florida to come up and watch us play. And I'm telling you, it made a huge difference. And it made a very strong statement about our program. I told our players, asked the question, I said, did we deserve the support we got tonight? And the answer was no. We really didn't deserve it. So focus is two things. One, let's keep trying to win, but we've got to get a lot better. Pre-game, I talked to you guys a little bit. Coach Sonny and I had a cup of coffee this morning. I said, my concern is the last 3 or 4 weeks, we really haven't gotten a lot better. And it caught up. It's catching up to us. And, of course, in the Bahamas, it's simply going to be, all right, the level of the opponent and the stage is going to – will get us there. We'll be ready. It's just that, we'll by far be playing the best teams we've played so far.
Congratulations on this one, Coach War Eagle.
I'll accept the congratulations, War Eagle.